This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us live this morning, Mayor-elect of the City of Buffalo, Sean Ryan. Sean, congratulations on your win in the election on Tuesday. Welcome onto WBEN. You're mayor-elect now, and yesterday you were announcing part of your transition team. What is the work that goes on in the days after winning an election, knowing there's only a couple of months here to get ready?
Well, thanks so much for your congratulations. It was a great victory on election night, you know, resounding support, great numbers. Now we start the new work, right? And that new work is getting ready to transition into city government. So we announced yesterday a transition team led by Dr. Marie Cannon, she's a former head of the Erie County Department of Social Services, and Trini Ross, a former U.S. attorney who led Buffalo through the Tops massacre and the prosecution of the perpetrator. So we're putting a whole team together to look at all different departments in City Hall, start collecting resumes for people who want to join the administration and looking to change the city of Buffalo.
Sean, you said this will be unlike any other political transition that we've witnessed in Buffalo. What is this going to be like? You also said it's going to be merit-based hiring.
That's right. So we want to build a world-class city that we all deserve, but it starts with filling City Hall with the smartest, most qualified, and hardworking people we can find. So there won't be an administration based on nepotism or political favors or patronage. It's going to be open and transparent, Susan. We launched a website yesterday that lists the jobs, allows people to apply for them. Before midnight last night, we had over 100 people seeking these jobs. You know, often these jobs are filled privately without people from the public being able to even apply. But you're not going to get the best and the brightest if you do it that way. So it's a pretty much of an open slate. I don't have candidates picked out. We're going to see the best candidates who come in to apply, and they'll be interviewed by all our different subcommittees, and then they'll make recommendations.
Well, given everything you just said, what's the timeline for it? I'd imagine a lot of people are hearing that and thinking, all right, I like what I hear, but I'm also maybe a little worried that in 2 months, do we know who's going to be in charge of all these departments?
Yeah, this is what happens when there's a government turnover. So whether it's on a local level, a county level, a state level, or a presidential election, you know, you have from election day to January 1st to fill in your most vital positions. And that's why we hit the ground running and announced the transition team on, you know, Thursday morning after the Tuesday night election.
Of all of these positions, Sean, which are the most difficult, do you think, to fill?
The Commissioner of Finance is going to be a tough position because any potential applicant knows that they're walking into a department that's going to have to, you know, cobble together a budget and very troubling times. And then, you know, jobs like professional engineers are also, you know, very difficult to fill. We all know that government jobs, you know, don't pay like the private sector. But there is always a group of people out there who want to change their community, who want to do things, you know, for the better, for the whole public good. So you see the same people who, you know, go to nonprofit jobs and governmental jobs. You know, they're not doing it because it pays the most money. They're doing it because they can have an effect on their community and to make Buffalo a better place.
You spent a lot of the campaign promising to do things differently in the city of Buffalo. A couple of months from now, January 1st, what do you think is the first change that people are going to notice when you are mayor?
The first thing we have to do is get a handle on our budget, how big the deficit is, and how we plan on closing, you know, that deficit. So that's going to be the first change. Is it's going to be transparent. We're not going to hide the ball and pretend we don't have a budget crisis. We're going to put all the cards on the table so that people of the city of Buffalo can see those cards.
Sean, I want to ask you about something that we've been talking about here for months now, but the state's push to all electric. As mayor, how high is this on your radar? How concerned are you that the infrastructure is not going to be ready?
You know, the All Electric Building Act is something that the private sector and government sector is wrestling through right now. I know that the governor's looking at it. If changes need to be made, they'll be made. But I'm pretty sure that we're going to be ready for it.
In Buffalo, in Western New York, it's of a typical concern because of the winters that we see and the reliability of heat in the winter in the event that the power goes out. Are you confident that everyone in Albany, everyone who's tweaking the rules on this bill, know those concerns?
Yeah, I am confident of it, and our local representatives from our delegation are making sure those concerns are heard loud and clear.
Do you think that this bill will be delayed at all?
Nothing stays the same. Like, you make proposals, you know, and then years later, the impact is felt, and a responsive government is one that looks at the impact of those, and is the impact what you desired, and if not, you have to change it. So I think this whole situation is definitely fluid.
You mentioned our local delegation is making those concerns heard. That includes you, but it won't in a couple of months under your new role. Are you concerned that Western New York will have a lack of one representative in kind of a critical time in this legislation?
There's going to be a lot going on in Albany, but we have a very, very strong, you know, delegation led by our majority leader, Crystal People Stokes, and April Baskin in the Senate. So we have strong voices in Albany. You know, and this happened last year when Congressman Kennedy ran for Congress, then senator. So there was a gap there, but that gap was filled by the rest of the delegation. And, you know, and in the blink of the eye, then we had April Baskin in that, you know, that Senate seat. But, you know, when we're talking about, you know, the electric buildings and, you know, we all remember the deadly storm. But we have to remember the city's part in this too, right? So that storm was deadly because the city couldn't get its roads cleared. They had 30% of their snowplow equipment wasn't working on the day of that storm. So, you know, local government matters. And if we want to control our own destiny, we have to make sure that we're delivering the basics for the people of City of Buffalo.
Well, Sean, again, congratulations on the victory earlier this week. And we look forward to talking with you again. Sean Ryan, mayor-elect of the City of Buffalo, joining us live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.